Well, John, since we last spoke, you now know who you're going to play and when at 2020 finals day.
Yeah, Yorkshire. I don't think whatever we got, it wasn't going to be an easy one. But obviously they'll have a few players come back from England duty. So yeah, it's going to be a tough ask. But you know, it's good to be at finals day. Got a chance. Mm.
You beat them at your ground. They beat you at their ground.
Yeah, we've done okay against them at home. Not so well at Headingley, but obviously this is entirely neutral venue, so wouldn't read too much into any of that. And it'll be really about how well we play on the day.
Yeah. And you mentioned they're probably going to have two or three of their England players back. You'll have Mark Wood, I would imagine. It'll be too early for Ben Stokes, though.
To be decided, really. Ben trained with us this afternoon here in at London, so he looks okay. He looks like he's getting there. It'll be tight, but it won't really be our call. It'll be up to the UCB, that one. Yeah.
Interesting that all the four finalists are from the north. That's not happened before. I think twice they've been all teams from the south, but this year not a southern team in it. And despite all the runs, the best batsmen they supposedly had on paper, and all the northern teams have done a job.
Well, I never felt that they had the best batsmen on paper, to be honest. Don't believe
Michael Klinger and Ian Cobbain were the two top scorers in England, weren't they? And you had to play Gloucestershire away and play them the other day.
Yeah, I mean, they're both good players, don't get me wrong, but there's some pretty good players in the north as well. So yeah, a bit of a surprise that all four should come from the one group, but you know, it's a pretty strong area. I mean, the north cricket's been excellent, so surprising that all four of us got there, but still not a sign that it's weak, I can assure you.
And one final thought on finals weekend. You will be playing in the afternoon, so it gives those who want to come down from the northeast an opportunity to get there. It's a 1:30 start.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a deliberate ploy by the organisers, but it's a good thing, I think, as the Yorkshire and the Durham supporters got the furthest to travel, so good that they should get a little bit longer to get down there.
Now, you're here in Lords in London for this Middlesex match, which starts tomorrow, top of the table clash. If you could beat them, it opens everything up again. There's not much in it, despite the fact you lost to Somerset the other day. There's not much between you and the teams directly above you.
I think there's about six teams who could call themselves top of the table in this division at the moment. It's that tight. As you said, last week wasn't great for us. Didn't get too many points at Taunton, but I think Yorkshire were probably the only beneficiaries last week because nobody else really managed to get the results that they wanted. So Yorkshire got themselves back in amongst it, which has just tightened it up again. Every week you think that the results are going to sort of spread things out a touch and so people are going to start drifting away or pulling away at the top. And every week it just seems to get more congested.
Mm. Opta have told me the amount of ducks in your game last week was the most in a Durham match, and it's the most since, I think, North Hants against Hampshire in 1999, which featured 14. And you rank in the history of first-class cricket 121st in the world.
Really? I don't know where they're good stats. Well done. Yeah, I think, as I said to you after the game, when you've got a turning pitch, it's probably the toughest time for a new batsman when the ball's turning and bouncing. So not overly surprising that's the kind of pitch that will produce an awful lot of noughts.
Yeah. You've got a dry wicket here at Lords, apparently. I wouldn't imagine it's going to do that kind of thing, but it is a dry deck here, and it's very, very hot as well here at the moment.
Forecast for the week's pretty good. It's going to get hot through the week as well. Haven't seen the pitch today. Unfortunately, it was covered up, but I would expect it to be relatively dry, yeah.
And team-wise, no changes to personnel other than Jack Burnham's now over his illness, so Gordon Mutchell doesn't make this trip.
Yeah, Collie didn't play in the last game at Taunton either.
He had the calf, didn't he?
Yeah, Collie had the calf. Hopefully he'll have got through the other night pretty well, so hopefully there'll be no reaction to that, so he'll be available. As you say, Jack will come back into consideration. So tricky to see how that will affect the balance of the side. But we'll, as I say, we'll look at the pitch tomorrow morning and make a decision then.
And if Collie says he's going to have a ball, what would you say to him?
Good luck to him, honestly. It didn't go well. The first ball went really well, I thought, the other night. I thought that was probably about the perfect ball he could have bowled at that stage, but third ball didn't go so well.